from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Candidates for President and Vice President Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin have undergone a health examination. Saudi King offers condolences to Indonesia over Lombok's quake. Now the news in detail. Candidates for President and Vice President Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin have completed a medical examination. Joko Widodo believes that he and Vice Presidential candidate Ma'ruf Amin are still healthy and fit. This was conveyed by Presidential candidate Joko Widodo after undergoing a medical examination at the Army Center Hospital RSPAD Gatot Subroto, Jakarta on Sunday, August 12 night. While Ma'ruf Amin expressed his appreciation for the extraordinary services of the doctors.
Bilalamin, saya dengan Profesor Kiai Haji Ma'ruf Amin telah.
Thanks God, I and Professor Ma'ruf Amin have completed our health examination. Hopefully everything will be all right, because he is still in good health. I'm also still healthy. The time is a little bit faster since the medical check began earlier. Next, we will go to the stage determined by the KPU. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Executive Board of the Indonesian Doctors Association, Ilham Utama Marsis, conveyed that the health assessment was based on Law No. 7, 2017, concerning general elections, which was then regulated by the General Election Commission, KPU Regulation No. 22, 2018, regarding the nomination of the presidential and vice presidential election participants. He said, the health checks for candidates for President and Vice President Prabowo Subianto and Sandiaga Uno were conducted on Monday, August 13. The result of the health examinations of the two presidential and vice presidential candidate pairs will be submitted after the 2 days of health examination of Prabowo Subianto and Sandiaga Uno. Saudi King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud has offered deep condolences to Indonesia over a powerful magnitude 7 earthquake in Lombok Island, which claimed many lives, according to the Indonesian embassy in Riyadh. Indonesian Ambassador to Saudi Arabia Agus Maptuf responded to the cable of condolences from the Saudi King and lauded the Saudi government's sympathy with the victims of Lombok quake. Lombok Island in the province of West Nusa Tenggara had been devastated by deadly earthquakes of 6.4 magnitude on July 29, 7 magnitude on August 5, and 6.2 magnitude on August 9, 2018, respectively. The August 5 quake killed at least 387 people, caused dozens to go missing, injured 1,388 and displaced 387,067, while the previous 6.4 magnitude earthquake claimed 16 lives. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has earlier pledged a humanitarian fund of 1 billion rupiah to help the Lombok quake victims. General Chairman of the Indonesian Council of Ulemas, Ma'ruf Amin, revealed in Jakarta on August 9. Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi has said the government plans to develop Soekarno-Hatta International Airport 2, located 10 kilometers away from the existing airport, with total investment estimated to reach 100 trillion rupiah or $6.83 billion. The planned airport will be 10 times larger than the existing airport, said Minister Budi, adding that the project was expected to begin construction in 2020. To realize the project, the minister said the government would invite private companies to take part in financing the project. The feasibility study for the project is now underway, starting from the technical, economic, and ecological aspects. The idea to develop Soekarno-Hatta International Airport 2 came from State-Owned Enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno because of the increasing number of airplane passengers to Jakarta, which is projected to reach 80 million in 2021 from 62 million in 2017. Meanwhile, the current capacity of Soekarno-Hatta International Airport is now only 43 million annually. Regional Travel Trade Show ITB Asia has said that about 156 million Muslims would be traveling around the globe by 2020, a growth of nearly 30% since 2016, and that the estimated total purchases by Muslim travelers would more than double over a decade to $300 billion by 2026. Muslim travel is thus an important focus for ITB Asia this year, as key players in the travel and tourism scene are demanding insights and best practices in marketing destinations and how to better connect with Muslim travelers, ITB Asia stated in a press release the Jakarta Post received on Monday. ITB Asia also said it would launch a Muslim travel hub and pavilion from October 17 to 19 at the Sands Expo and Convention Center in Marina Bay Sands, Singapore. Over the 3 days, the Halal Travel event will host panel discussions and showcases for industry players. Key topics include how to attract Muslim travelers to destinations throughout the year, how to develop the growing Muslim travel market, and Muslim-friendly travel packages. The event's Muslim Travel Pavilion would be dedicated to exhibitors offering Muslim travel products and services. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Qatar Airways has been picked as the official airline of the 18th Asian Games in Jakarta and Palembang from August 18 to September 2nd, which will bring athletes from 45 participating nations. Qatar Airways Group Chief Executive Akbar Al-Bakar, in a press statement received by the Jakarta Post on Monday, said that Qatar Airways is delighted to be the prestige partner and official airline of the 18th Asian Games Jakarta-Palembang 2018 and to once more unite fans from around the world through a shared love of sport. The signing ceremony of the agreement was held last week in Jakarta, attended by Vice President Yusuf Kalla, Qatar Ambassador to Indonesia Ahmed bin Jassim Al-Hamar, and Indonesian Asian Games Organizing Committee INASGOG Chairman Erick Thohir. Meanwhile, Ahmed expressed the hope that the agreement between Qatar Airways and the INASGOG would further strengthen cooperation between Indonesia and Qatar, including in the tourist sector and other sectors. The Asian Games is the second-largest multi-sport event after the Olympic Games and will include 61 sporting disciplines in more than 40 facilities throughout the two host cities. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Ranges of events of the 2018 Jakarta Model United Nations Jakarta MUN have been closed at the Hall of National Library Building on Sunday, August 12, 2018, exactly during the International Youth Day. The closing of the event was filled by an interactive talk show with the co-founder of Sinergi Muda, or the Youth Synergy, Agrita Widyasari, founder and executive director of the Sandia Institute, Diovo Alfat, Abang None of West Jakarta, Claudia Natasha, and representative of the 2030 Youth Force, Rizky Ashar and Ilma. The traditional dance performed by Abang None of West Jakarta and the Angklung performed by the Pertamina Students Art Group of Local Art brighten up the closing ceremony of the event. On the occasion to enliven the International Youth Day, the 2018 Jakarta MUN presented an interactive talk show session with the theme of how youth can increase the world's human potentials by eradicating gender bias and discrimination for better generation. The theme was directed at one of the issues discussed by the United Nations on the fifth point of the Sustainable Development Goals, namely ensure women's full and effective participation and equal opportunities for leadership at all levels of decision-making in politics, economy, and public life. On his closing remark, Acting Director of UNIC, Esil Maravanyika, called for youngsters to make every occasion an opportunity to learn.
Make every opportunity a learning experience. Make every opportunity that you've heard and the neighbor sitting next to you that you do not know, you have built a network. You are going to build networks that are going to make the world a better place. The UN is there to make the world a better place. And if we work with young people, we know the world will be a better place. We always place all our confidence on you.
Furthermore, Esila said that the end of the events of the 2018 Jakarta Model United Nations was proposed to develop the awareness of the MUN participants about the importance of establishing cooperation. Therefore, such cooperation is one of the essential points to accomplish the Sustainable Development Goals can be elevated in accordance with the theme of the 2018 Jakarta MUN Advancing Sustainable Development Through Diplomacy. Through this theme, participants are hoped to immerse themselves with international issues including the affairs of sustainable development. The 2018 Jakarta MUN was the 8th Model United Nations event organized by the ISAFIS or Indonesia Students Association for International Studies. In collaboration with the UNIC, the United Nations Information Center. The event was followed by 120 participants from various high schools and universities in Indonesia. The last item. Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Minister Susi Pujastuti sees great potential in the Muara Baru area of North Jakarta to become a tourist attraction thanks to its fishing industry. Minister Susi cited the Tsukiji Fish Market in Tokyo as a model for the Muara Baru Fish Market. Tsukiji Fish Market, Minister Susi said, was beautifully organized and attracted millions of visitors every year. The entrance fee to the fish market could contribute greatly to regional income. The minister expressed appreciation for the initiative in organizing the Muara Baru Festival, but added that she expected more local residents to become involved in the future because the festival only organized a cooking competition for cruise chefs. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Candidates for President and Vice President Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin have undergone a health examination. Saudi King offers condolences to Indonesia over Lombok's quake. Listener, that was the news.
Bukalah matamu, kuatkan hatimu. saatnya namamu bergema, maknai kekalahan sebagai kemenangan yang tertunda. Jangan pernah berputus asa, jadi yang terbaik. Show the world.
Dear listeners, I am Johanna Brismarskog, Ambassador of Sweden to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 73rd Independence Days to all people of Indonesia. May the relationships between Sweden and Indonesia continue to improve and provide benefits for all citizens in our countries.
I am Vegard Kolle, Ambassador of Norway to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 73rd Independence Day to the people of Indonesia. May the relationship between Norway and Indonesia get stronger and provide benefits to the people of our two countries.
On actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program. Today is commentary. The title of today's commentary is Welcome to the 18 Asian Games Participants. The 18 Asian Games participants have arrived in Indonesia. Even some of them have already held a match such as football sport. On Sunday, 12th August, Palestinian team won the match against the Laos team in the match of Group A. In another match, Indonesian team also managed to defeat China Taipei team. Athletes from other sports have arrived in Jakarta and Palembang. Currently, there are at least 467 athletes and officials from 34 countries who stay at Kemayoran Athlete Housing or Wisma Athlete in Jakarta. The contingents from the Philippines, Malaysia, Syria, and the People's Republic of North Korea, the United Arab Emirates, and others have arrived. Officially, the 18 Asian Games will be opened on Saturday, August 18, 2018 at Bung Karno Sports Center. Indonesian hard work to have prepared the entire arena of competition facilities for more than 3 years will soon be felt and assessed by the contingents from 45 other Asian countries and even the world. At least positive assessments for Kemayoran Athlete Housing had been issued by Vice President of the Asia Olympic Honorary, Wei Jishant. Through his press release after visiting Kemayoran Athlete Housing on last Saturday, Wei Jishant said that he was satisfied with the athletes' login facilities. He said that overall, the athlete village in Kemayoran has exceeded his expectations. Being satisfied with the facilities, a number of athletes also expressed the same statement. Director of the Athlete Village and Village Service Department, Andreawant Ingot Trina Ananta, said that a number of new residents of the athlete housing also stated that they were happy with the old services, such as pickup, meals, and hospitality. It is still too soon to find out the comments of all the participants in all 2018 Asian Games facilities, but at least good comments at the beginning of the implementation motivated Indonesia to provide more services for all continents. Not all athletes and official teams feel and enjoy the results of Indonesian efforts to prepare for the four-year Asian sporting event because the peak attendance of the participants is predicted to occur on August 14 until 17. Providing the best has become the determination of Indonesian people for the Asian Games. To expedite the traffic flow from athlete housing to the arena of matches, the even-out policy has been applied. This policy is carried out so that athletes can arrive on time at the arena. Indonesia, which is famous for his hospitality, will be proven by all participants. A deeply good impression for all participants is the wish of Indonesian nation. Hopefully, the 2018 Asian Games will be one of the best performances during the Asian Games. Welcome and have a nice competition for the participants of 2018 Asian Games. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start for anyone on August 13, 1926, when Fidel Castro was born. Fidel Castro, born on August 13, 1926, was one of the most important figures for politics of the world, especially in the 20th century. Before becoming the 17th president of Cuba, Castro was an important figure in Cuban Revolution, which overthrew the government of Batista in 1959. Batista policy got closer relations with the United States of America and oppressed socialist groups against fundamental political belief from Castro. Fidel Castro led Cuba for 5 decades. He learned views of Marxism, Leninism, and anti-imperialism when he was in college at Law Faculty University of Havana, Cuba. The outlooks became basic for him when he changed Cuba to become a socialist country under the leadership of the Communist Party. His supporters said that Fidel Castro has returned back Cuba to his people, but he was accused of suppressing opposition groups. The next event is that in 1960, Republic of Central Africa obtained its independence. Republic of Central Africa is a country in the hinterland of Africa which shares borders with Chad, Sudan, Republic Democratic Congo, and Cameroon. In the past, the country was a French colony named Ubangi Sari, which gained its independence in 1960. The country fell in chaos after opposition coalition was dominated by Muslims, selected to overthrow the government of President Francois Bozize. Conflict of interreligion counts genocide to Muslims, and there have been a lot of apologists until now. And the last event is that in 1961, Berlin Wall was built. After World War II ended, Germany was split into West Germany, which was controlled by United States and its allies, and East Germany, which was controlled by Soviet Union. Berlin City, which was the important area and its status as the capital city of Germany, was also divided into 2 territories. Many East German people ran away to Western world because they did not want to live under communist ideology. As a result, around 2 million people of East Germany left their residence and went to other countries in Western countries. On agreement of Soviet Walter Ulbricht as Chancellor of East Germany, at the time ordered a step to isolate the people of East Germany. On August 13, 1960, spiked wire as far as 100 miles was installed at the border of East Berlin and West Berlin. Then this was changed with concrete wall. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku. My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program through RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we'd like to highlight the topic is Indonesia-Australia cooperate to strengthen currencies. Bank Indonesia BI and the Central Bank of Australia, RBA, agreed to extend cooperation in the bilateral local currency swap arrangement, BSCA, worth 10 billion Australian dollars, or around 100 trillion rupiah. The exchange is an extension of the cooperation of the two central banks, which will end next December. Governor of Bank Indonesia Ferry Warjio said in Jakarta on Thursday that the financial cooperation between Indonesia and Australia to reduce of currencies in each country would reduce dependence on the use of certain currencies. With this agreement, both countries can reduce the use of the U.S. dollar in cross-territorial transactions. The use of U.S. dollars from Indonesian foreign exchange, which is usually used to pay for imports, can be reduced by using currencies of the two countries. Thus, Indonesian foreign exchange reserves can be saved to anticipate external economic pressures. Governor Ferry Warjio also said that cooperation agreement would be effective for 3 years. He added that the cooperation agreement was carried out amidst a series of implementation of the executive foreign meeting of the Asia-Pacific and East Central Bank in Manila the previous on August 5, 2018. He also remarked that the extension of the cooperation is carried out by Bank Indonesia to encourage increased trade relations between the two countries. He emphasized that the cooperation is carried out to guarantee the settlement of trade transactions in local currency between the two countries. He also added that these efforts are part of financial market deepening initiative in a bid to support the challenge of national economy. Meanwhile, Director of the International Department of Bank Indonesia, Erwin Haryono, said that so far most of the trade investment transactions in Indonesian banks, amounting to 86.5%, had been carried out in the U.S. dollars, even for export trade still using the U.S. dollar to 96% and 76% import. As a result, every time there is turmoil because they came against the U.S. dollar, greed affects the price of the currency. Therefore, the swap facilities with bilateral local currency to this partner country can be mitigation if there is a crisis condition that will demand high U.S. dollars. This can strengthen the resilience of the country exchange rate against the U.S. dollar in the event of financial difficulties due to the global crisis. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to News in Brief. Candidates for President and Vice President Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin have completed a medical examination. Joko Widodo believes that he and Vice Presidential candidate Ma'ruf Amin are still healthy and fit. Saudi King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud has offered deep condolences to Indonesia over a powerful magnitude 7 earthquake in Lombok Island, which claimed many lives, according to the Indonesian embassy in Riyadh. Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi has said the government plans to develop Soekarno-Hatta International Airport 2, located 10 kilometers away from the existing airport, with total investment estimated to reach 100 trillion rupiah or 6.83 billion US dollar. Regional travel trade show ITB Asia has said that about 156 million Muslims would be traveling around the globe by 2020, a growth of nearly 30% since 2016, and that the estimated total purchases by Muslim travelers would more than double over a decade to 300 billion US dollars by 2026. Qatar Airways has been picked as the official airline of the 18th Asian Games in Jakarta and Palembang from August 18 to September 2, which will bring athletes from 45 participating nations. Ranges of events of the 2018 Jakarta Model United Nations have been closed at the Hall of National Library Building on Sunday, August 12, exactly during the International Youth Day. Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Minister Susi Pujastuti sees great potential in the Muara Baru area of North Jakarta to become a tourist attraction thanks to its fishing industry. Minister Susi cited the Tsukiji Fish Market in Tokyo as a model for Muara Baru Fish Market. Listener, there was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I am Waleed Hadid, Ambassador of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 73rd Independence Day to the people of Indonesia. May the relations between Jordan and Indonesia get stronger and provide benefits to the people of the two countries. Thank you.
My name is Valira Sakon Pan. I am Director of Radio Thailand World Service. Happy 73rd anniversary of Independence, the Republic of Indonesia. May the relationship between our two countries going continuously and better and better.
Listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. You can listen to our program via streaming on www.voinews.id. In today's edition, we will present you the information about Pacu Kuda or horse racing, the tradition in Aceh. So stay tuned. Listeners, welcoming the Independence Day of Indonesia. Every region in Indonesia has its own tradition. Take for example, the competition of dragon boat racing from Banjarmasin, the sampan or flat-bottomed boat, sailing competition from Batam, and many others. The region of Aceh also possesses its distinctive way to celebrate the Independence Day of Indonesia, namely by carrying out a tradition called Pacu Kuda or horse racing. Listeners, the Pacu Kuda tradition comes from the region of Gayo, located at 1,800 meters above the sea level, Takengon, which served as the capital of Central Aceh Regency, has abundant natural and cultural potentials, particularly cultural attractions. One of them is the horse racing tradition, or known as Pacu Kuda, which has become the icon and inherited tradition of the community in Gayo. This horse racing activity usually involves the communities from three regencies, namely Central Aceh, Benar Meriah, Gayo Luas. The Pacu Kuda tradition also helps unite people in the highland of Gayo. Listeners, Pacu Kuda Gayo is one of the cultural traditions that has existed for a long time. The tradition began to be established especially in 1926 when the Dutch colonial government started their occupation, and this tradition was presented to Anneven, the birthday of Dutch Queen, namely Queen Wilhelmina. Since then, the Dutch government kept conducting the horse racing tradition as part of the royals' festivity. However, after the Independence Day of Indonesia in August 17, 1945, the horse tradition has become a commemorative event for the Independence Day of Indonesia as the reflection of joy from the people of Gayo towards the independence of Indonesia. Since that time, the horse racing attraction has become an inseparable activity from the Indonesian Independence Day. The event is conducted as the expression of happiness for Indonesia's victory of achieving its freedom from the suppression of invader. The horse racing tradition is then combined with other events such as the art of Didong Jalu, football, boat competition, and swimming competition in the fresh water lake. Listeners, in attempt to welcome the 72nd Independence Day of Indonesia last year, exactly on 21st to 27th of August 2017, at the horse racing arena of Hasan Gayo Belang Bebangka Pegasing, Central Aceh, the horse racing competition with the theme entitled "Keep Racing, Preserve Culture, and Advance the Country" was held by the Aceh Culture and Tourism Department. About 400 participants from regions in the Highland of Gayo took part in enlivening the horse racing competition. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder about the tradition of Pacu Kuda from Aceh. We will see you tomorrow with another interesting topics. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Shawl Segi Empat, or in English, Rectangular Scarf. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about shawl segi empat, or in English, rectangular scarf. Tony and Enda are in a shopping center. On a shop, there is a sales girl offering a scarf.
Silakan kak shawlnya. Ada yang segitiga dan segi empat. Boleh lihat dulu.
Boleh lihat yang segi empat?
Boleh. Ini barangnya.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce you some expressions related to the topic today, shawl segi empat, or in English, rectangular scarf. I'll say each word slowly and twice, you can follow after me. Shawl, shawl in English, scarf. Segitiga, segitiga, in English triangle. Segi empat, segi empat, in English rectangular. Boleh lihat dulu, boleh lihat dulu, in English you can see first. Boleh lihat yang segi empat, boleh lihat yang segi empat, in English may I see the rectangular one. Boleh, boleh, in English may. Ini barangnya, ini barangnya, in English here it is. In an activity of trade, sometimes you will mention the form of goods you want to buy, such as segitiga, in English triangle, segi empat, in English rectangular, bulat, in English round, dan lain-lain, in English and others or etc. In the dialogue, the sales girl mentioned the form of scarf, triangle and rectangular. Anda wants to see a rectangular scarf. She asked the sales girl by saying, boleh lihat yang segi empat? Boleh lihat yang segi empat? In English, may I see the rectangular one? Other examples, Anda and Tony choosing the plates. Tony, kamu mau piring kotak atau bulat? Kamu mau piring kotak atau bulat? In English, which plates do you like? The rectangular or the round one? Anda, saya mau yang bulat. Saya mau yang bulat. In English, I want the round one. It is usually mentioned the form not only when shopping, but also in the context to mention the form of other objects. Bentuk wajahnya bulat. Bentuk wajahnya bulat. In English, her face is round. Apakah kamu melihat lampu saya yang kotak? Apakah kamu melihat lampu saya yang kotak? In English, do you see my square light? Aku mau membeli penghapus yang berbentuk bintang. Aku mau membeli penghapus yang berbentuk bintang. In English, I want to buy a star-shaped eraser. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let us follow again the conversation.
Silakan Kak Shalnya, ada yang segitiga dan segi empat. Boleh lihat dulu.
Boleh lihat yang segi empat?
Boleh, ini barangnya.
You've just listened to the conversation about shawl segi empat, in English, rectangular scarf. Now I'll give you an exercise by mentioning the name, profession, the place for work, the day, office hour, and etc. For example, nama saya Andi. Saya seorang wartawan. Saya bekerja di Surat Kabar Sinar Pagi. Saya bekerja dari Senin sampai Jumat, mulai pukul 8 pagi sampai pukul 4 sore. Jam istirahat saya mulai pukul 12 sampai dengan pukul 1 siang. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. To initiate the segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to Bandar Jakarta by Toto Salmon.
Thank you.
You just listened to the song Bandar Jakarta. This song tells about the beauty of the Bay of Jakarta. This song is original Kroncong song, dedicated beautifully by Toto Salmon, supported by singing techniques and his distinctive and soft vocal character. Toto Salmon said he began his career in the music industry by bringing Seriosa songs. Toto Salmon gained his vocal abilities from W.S. Nardi. In the 1960s, Toto, who had graduated from Technical School of Seriosa, joined in Teenager Dance Club, or TDC. He decided to bring Kroncong songs because when he was 25 years old, Toto saw no young people singing Kroncong. Now let's listen to another Kroncong entitled Aryati by Toto Salmon.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.